So my name is Sean Peden. I'm an orthopedic foot and ankle specialist, and I work for Yale University in their physician practice, which is called Yale Medicine. I am located in the Fairfield County area. My main office is in Stamford, and I primarily work with Greenwich Hospital when it comes to my surgeries and taking care of patients in the hospital.
We're talking with Dr. Sean Peden this morning, and staying home during the pandemic, we were wearing slippers, we were walking around in socks or maybe barefoot all day long every day, and that can cause problems. Who knew? I guess you did.
Yes, we're definitely seeing a lot more patients coming in with trouble because they're not wearing supportive shoes throughout the day. It can definitely lead to a lot of stress on the feet in a lot of different ways. Some people are lucky. They're born with good feet and never have problems. But a lot of us get sore feet, get tendon problems, even skin and nail problems from not wearing proper footwear throughout the day.
It is the case that walking around barefoot, you're not tracking awful things in from outdoors into the house, so that's a plus. But you say that you should always walk around, or most of the time, with footwear when you're home.
Yeah, you don't want to be bringing in the outside. So, yeah. And I, just like everyone else, I love being barefoot, especially in summer, and I love a nice pair of slippers. I think what most people should do, especially if you have sore feet or have had foot problems in the past, is have a pair of house shoes or house slippers. And what I mean when I say that is something that's comfortable. You know, you want something you want to wear, and also slip-on is nice. You don't want to have to sit down and tie your shoes every time you have to get up and move around. But something with some firm sole to it that gives you some support, especially if you're like me and like a lot of my patients, you're home, but you're still doing a lot. You're taking care of chores around the house. You're going up and down the stairs 10, 20 times a day. Have your footwear, some sort of house shoe on, and even a slipper, even more a soft, fuzzy slipper is better than nothing. But the analogy I use for patients, I love my slippers too, but you wouldn't want to put on your slippers and walk 20 blocks down Fifth Avenue because it doesn't protect and support your feet.
During the pandemic, were you home or were you seeing patients for most of it?
From March of 2020, right when all the lockdowns kind of hit, I was mostly home for about a good 5 weeks. I went to the hospital a few times for a few emergencies, but we got our telehealth up and running very quickly where I could see some follow-ups and even new concerns. But then since about, I believe it was sometime in the middle of May of 2020, I've been pretty much working normally other than the mask. We've been back here taking care of people.
What problems have you been seeing, though, as a result of what you described during the pandemic?
I've seen a lot of problems. One of the biggest ones I've seen is in people who normally put on a pair of shoes and they go to the office every day, they've been home. And what I'm seeing is they're getting a lot more tendonitis. In particular, people who may have had a little bit of flat feet to begin with, they spend 6 months, a year, pretty much not wearing any supportive shoes on a regular basis. They're coming in with a bit of an acceleration of their problem, which is a progressive flat foot problem, where a tendon becomes inflamed in the arch, the foot gets flatter, and it's quite painful and it can be debilitating. And we're seeing an acceleration. This is a reasonably common problem to begin with, but we're seeing a lot more patients that does concern us.
How do you solve tendonitis?
Well, the majority of patients that come to my practice, say more than half of them, we can solve their problem with pretty common sense, simple things. I'm a surgeon and I love to fix people surgically, but about 90% of my patients don't require surgery and we can get them better with non-surgical measures. And when it comes to foot and ankle problems, it all starts with the footwear. So identifying footwear problems in the case of this particular problem, footwear with good arch support is key. Sometimes ankle bracing and additional inserts for the shoes can help, but by far the first priority is footwear. So oftentimes that means going to the shoe store and buying a couple new pairs of shoes to support you around the house. Often exercise, weight loss, specific physical therapy treatments can make a major difference.
Weight loss is huge, and I think that's going to be a bigger problem going forward, especially since people are home and they're eating during the pandemic, and if there's another lockdown. What do you advise? I mean, I guess you have to sort of, well, you're a doctor, so you don't have to be coy with them. You can just say, hey, you need to drop 10 pounds. Now, I've been hearing that if you drop even 10 pounds, it can make a huge difference when it comes to the feet and everything else.
Yes, it's kind of a simple, one of the things I love about my job is there's some physics and science I've always been a bit of a science nerd. So when it comes to pressure on your foot, 1 pound of additional weight on your body leads to 6 pounds of additional pressure on your foot, just because you're concentrating that weight over a smaller area. Wow. So if you lose 10 pounds, that's 60 pounds of pressure off your foot, essentially. So when people come in, there's plenty of evidence for most conditions to say, look, this is a problem that's more common in people that are overweight or obese. And patients typically take it quite well and understand how important it is. And it's not just a cosmetic issue or a heart issue, but it's a total body issue. And absolutely, this is part of the problem we're seeing during the pandemic, is a lot of people are combining the lack of supportive footwear with some weight gain.
Walking is an excellent way to take the weight off, to feel better, to get out in nature and all of that. What would you advise professionally? They're a little overweight, they're taking up walking. When it comes to footwear, should they just get a good sneaker? Are walking shoes better? What would you say?
A couple questions there. First, I just want to say I'm not a weight loss expert.
No, I know.
But I believe that when it comes to weight loss, it's far more important what we eat as opposed to what we do for exercise. Yeah. Exercise is critical for a healthy lifestyle, for feeling good, for other parts of your body, like your blood pressure and even your mental health. But when it comes to exercise, people who have foot pain often think, oh, I got to lose weight, and they get out and they walk too much. And walking's hard on your feet. So number one, I'd recommend cross training for those people. And that's a term that's not really in fashion much anymore. It means doing some low impact type cardiovascular exercise, mm-hmm. like bicycle, swimming, and not just constantly walking, especially on hard surfaces. Now, walking is important, and it is something that should be part of a healthy lifestyle. And for people who don't have foot pain, walking is fantastic exercise. And when it comes to footwear, supportive, more traditional shoes are best for most people. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that is a hard-soled sneaker, kind of similar to some of the brands you see out there, like, and I don't promote any of these brands, but New Balance, Asics, there's mm-hmm. a new shoe company called Hoka that have very good supportive shoes. If you find them comfortable, I think hiking shoes in general are extremely supportive, especially if you're going to be walking on hard surfaces a lot and trails, uneven ground. They're a little safer than sneakers. They protect your foot a little better.
That's excellent. All right, let's get back to the problems that you have been seeing. You mentioned tendonitis. What else?
Well, one of the most common problems I see is plantar fasciitis, and that's an inflammation of a band of tissue on the bottom of your foot, and it typically causes heel pain. It can cause pain more on the sole of the foot, a little bit in front of the heel, and it's very much associated with Achilles tendon and calf muscle tightness. Mm. And we definitely see a lot more of this because people are seated a lot more, they're much more sedentary. When these muscles tighten up and you're not wearing protective footwear, all that shock that you get with every step, especially if you're walking around on hard surfaces, wooden stairs, etc., is going to go right into the foot and less into the footwear, which has that nice rubbery cushioning that's designed to protect your foot and take away some of that shock. So we're seeing a lot more patients come in with heel pain, and that's an extremely common problem. I've had it. If you talk to friends and family, you'll find a good group of them have suffered from heel pain before, and really do think having a good pair of protective house shoes or slippers that are supportive can really cut down on how much that hurts.
With plantar fasciitis, how do you treat that?
So the first thing I do is I tell patients that this is not a progressive condition. It's really important because it can be extremely painful, and people think that this is the start of arthritis, where it generally just gets worse and you end up feeling like this forever. So the most important thing is educate the patient so they know that this is not going to last the rest of their life, and they are likely to get better. It does take months with conservative treatment, which means non-invasive, non-surgical treatments. And again, it starts with footwear, supportive footwear for outside of the house. If there's someone who works a job on their feet and they're an essential or laborer type worker, I see a lot of nurses in my line of work. You got to get them out of the flexible soft sneakers, and you got to get them into something more supportive and protective. And then the second most important treatment is a home stretching program. The problem really stems from tightness in the calf muscle and the Achilles tendon. So stretching that calf muscle, Achilles tendon, and the tissues on the bottom of the foot, in most patients will gradually improve the symptoms. And over the course of months, the symptoms fade away.
Does this usually require physical therapy at an actual agency, or can they do it at home?
I think it depends on the patient. I do think there's things the physical therapists can do. They have a lot of tricks and tips and experience with this problem because it is so common, but I don't think it requires it. I think it depends on the situation. If it's somebody who has time for it and has had good experiences with physical therapists in the past, then 100% I think that they can help a lot.
What are fallen arches?
Some people are just born with a flat foot and it's flexible, and you see a lot of kids walking around with it. And in those patients, they have very little pain, and we don't recommend doing much. There used to be a trend towards getting them all in orthotics and braces and thinking that that would prevent something, and there's no proof that that does anything. When we talk about fallen arches in general, we're talking more about adults who have a slightly flat foot to begin with. And then usually in the 40s and 50s, you start to see a progressive collapse of the arch, where the arch drops further and further. And it's a combination of problems with the ligaments that support the foot and the tendons that support the foot getting stretched out, which then makes it harder and harder for the foot to resist the forces of gravity. So that arch just keeps dropping. And that can be a very painful and debilitating condition.
If surgery is needed, do you usually know immediately, or does a problem have to get to a really bad point where you say, boy, this is going to need surgical intervention? You said that 90% of your patients, you can do non-surgical things to help them.
Yes, there's kind of two different types of conditions that I take care of to simplify it. I take care of certain patients who have trauma, meaning they've broken ankle or a torn Achilles tendon. And in those patients, the decision to do surgery or not is evident very quickly. They don't always need surgery. In fact, the majority of patients with a broken ankle do not need surgery. But the ones who do, we know right away based on x-rays and some other minor tests. But the majority of other conditions, those are the chronic conditions, the tendon problems, plantar fasciitis, and those sorts of conditions. And those we don't know right away. I think there's things that I know based on the likelihood and the odds of, hey, is this patient likely to get better with footwear changes, with some home stretches, or are they not likely to get better? But we still will try those non-surgical treatments in almost everyone, because there's a chance, and we don't, just like everything, just like with COVID-19, doctors don't have all the answers. We use the evidence that we have to make the best treatment decisions. With my conditions, thankfully, they're not life and death situations. So in almost every case, if it's a chronic situation, chronic problem, we're going to treat that patient first, often for several months, to see if we can manage the pain and even get rid of the condition before we move to a surgery.
You have such passion when you talk about this. Why did you go into this specialty?
So I was interested in orthopedics from a pretty early age based on my own experience with athletics and sport injuries. It just seems like a very interesting job. And what I love about foot and ankle is there's a lot of biomechanics and alignment issues. The other thing is there's a huge variety. A lot of my partners do a lot of the same surgeries over and over every week, every day. And for me, I do similar surgeries, but there's huge variety, and I really like that. It's a interesting job for me in that way.
Were you injured a lot as a kid, if I could get personal for a moment?
Yeah, I played football, hockey, and baseball, and I can tell you I had a lot of injuries playing football. I injured my knee and shoulder a few times and had some surgeries, and I was really impressed from my early teenage years with what it was like to be an orthopedic surgeon and having that privilege of being able to help somebody through an injury and get them back to doing what they want to do.
And you're living the dream. Excellent.
It's a great job. I love it.
Anything you want to mention that I didn't ask you about or that you want to underline or get into as we wrap this up?
No, I think we have a huge variety of people who their comfort levels with getting out during this pandemic. And I think for people with foot and ankle conditions, if it's hurt and it's been hurting for a while, it is safe to go to healthcare facilities. We know that. Again, like I said, nobody has all the answers with COVID, but going to see your doctor, or if you have a more serious medical problem, going to the hospital is safe. So I encourage people to take care of their problems and don't live in fear. And secondly, to seek me out if you have any questions. I'm with Greenwich Hospital and Yale University, and I'm located in Stamford, Connecticut in Greenwich.
And what's your website?
Yep, it's Yale Medicine. yale.org. And through that, I'm a member of the university and the faculty at Yale, and we have over 1,000 specialists, and I'm one of those. So I would be, if you would just search for me, Sean Peden.
Thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you, Pat. Good to be here.